This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Kevin Willard, Maryland basketball coach for now, it seems. Hey, look, it's been in the wind for about a week that Kevin Willard, family discussion, talks to his agent, representation, whatever it is. He's going to Villanova. I'm not Columbo. By the way, it's Vinny at 81.057. The Fan. Vinny's off. We're ripping it with Ryan for the next 4 hours. It's Featured Artist Friday, too. Hopefully you enjoy the band.
Yeah, you're darn right I'm enjoying the band. Bob, we're back. The band's together.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, man, you too. Nolan, of course, on the other side of the glass. Going to Villanova. Villanova hasn't hired a coach. Mm. That's a, would you call Villanova blue blood? I'm leaning in that direction for sure.
With you.
They haven't been in the tournament 3 years. You would figure, I know Richard Pitino was linked to them. He wound up going to Xavier. They haven't hired a coach. Neptune's been out for 2 weeks. So you would figure a team with that status, I'm sure Jay Wright's still got tons of cachet throughout the basketball world. They've seen UConn, Marquette, St. John's this year, kind of pass them in the pecking order of the Big East. My point is, I guess, Ryan, they'd have had a coach by now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Villanova was the last Power 5 school without a coach, right? If I'm not mistaken, right? So you're sitting there. Are you really going to wait that long if you didn't have Kevin Willard waiting in the wings? Now, obviously, could things be a change of heart? But let's even look back. Did you see the clips, Bob, of
getting booed at the...
Well, not even that. Kevin Willard, when he was at Seton Hall, the same situation. I'm going to talk to my agent. Have no idea what's going on.
Oh, I did not see that.
You know what? I got to show you that right after, because that was when I was driving in here. And I sat there and I go, it's coach speak. You know, we've seen it. It's athletes do this all the time. We've heard it even after. I don't know what my future is. They have an indication. They have an idea. But I think the one thing that I was hoping wouldn't happen is that Maryland's back in the Sweet 16. It's a massive game. Great first half, entertaining, and yet a great season is kind of washed away with this type of feeling of Maryland's going to have to restart. Bob, that's kind of what it feels like to me. They're going to have to restart this process after such a promising year.
No doubt. And you figured you had momentum building with the program. Mm-hmm. I mean, the portal, Ryan, as you know, is going to be a very prominent part of what, even if Willard stays, what Buzz Williams, apparently the leader in the clubhouse, for that, or whoever it is. Buzz, of course, Texas A&M, been to tournaments and took, hey, they were a four seed themselves this year. Mm-hmm. Lost to a Michigan in the second round. Whoever it might be. But you mentioned the starting over thing. You look at the roster now. We heard Derek Queen, to your point, about, well, we got an idea of what's up. He said, well, I'm going to talk to my mom, talk to my, his agency, Coach Willard. He knows what he's doing. He's gone. So Stan Van Gundy, during the 38 of the 40 minutes of the game last night, oh, he's going to be a top 10. Then he's putting the ball on the floor. He's banging threes, dunking. I mean, he don't have like that kind of crazy athleticism, but he gets to the hoop. He's as good as gone, but he played the game.
Yeah.
Said, I'll wait to see what's going on here. And it's the way that it is. But with Kevin Willard, was his nose going, Pinocchio in as he was saying all of these things? He hasn't spoken to his agent?
Yeah. Again, Bob, I wish in some cases, because, hey, I'd be lying to you if I haven't heard that or seen that before. Heck, I've been with former teammates, in professional sports and baseball, where they are going to say one thing. It's the politically correct answer. I don't know what's going on. Well, I can guarantee you other people know. And even last year, go back to the whole Corbin Burns situation, right? Going back there, he might have said, hey, I got to see what's going to happen. A lot of people had an inclination, if you talked outside of the media space, of where Corbin was leaning. It's the same thing here with Kevin Willard. Now, the one thing, though, Bob, if he were to stay at Maryland and he made all these comments out loud to try to enhance the program and make a change, then this all seems right, right? You're putting yourself out there. Maryland's got national attention. You're trying to bring more to it. But if it's going the way that we think it's going to go,
mm-hmm.
You turned a moment that was so passionate, and I talked to Grievous Vasquez, Maryland legend, about this.
Second all-time leading scorer at University.
And Grievous, he said, he goes, Maryland just has so much passion, and people, even when it's down, they love this school, they love this team. And right now, you feel more hurt about what's happening now than even the tough loss to Florida.
Yep. Nolan, get in here for a second. If Willard leaves, and that's like the 99.99999% perception, we'll talk to Keith Cavanaugh, Terrible Times, next hour. Now, I don't know if you heard this yesterday, Ryan, but Willard leaves, which he's expected to do. 3-year run, two tournaments in three, Sweet 16, first time since 2016. How will you remember Kevin Willard as he's moseying up 2 hours to Philadelphia here?
If he leaves?
Yeah.
He's forgotten. He's already gone. He's dead to us. What do you want? I mean, the guy spent 3 years here. That's a cup of coffee. I mean, sure, you got him back in the Sweet 16. They had a great starting five. Put a lot of stock in what the players did this year. Rather talk about their accomplishments than some fraud of a coach.
Tell us how you really feel.
So, one more thing.
Yeah, get him.
All this stuff about giving the safe answer, there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, no one would actually bat an eye if he chose to do that last week, mm-hmm. before Grand Canyon. If he gave the safe answer, if you didn't, you created this. You brought this on yourself. You spoke on it because it was convenient to you to try to leverage more money and line your pockets. All this stuff about the university needs more, the basketball program needs more, it was all BS. What he's saying is true, but he doesn't care about the school. He never cared about the school. It was all to get more money for himself.
Yeah, and he knew Damon was out the door.
Yep.
So he had that in leverage. His back pocket that he could throw out there to the media. And, of course, next day, Damon Evans went to SMU, but Kevin Willard got booed as they were leaving the hotel to go to the arena in San Francisco. He was getting booed. And I didn't know about the Seton Hall
it's
thing.
Almost identical. Right after this,
I actually
saw that?
Screwed up. The comment we heard coming in was actually mislabeled. That was his comments from Seton Hall.
How about that? It's identical, though.
Yeah.
It was almost verbatim to what he said when he was leaving Seton Hall to come to Maryland.
Oh, so then we've got the one from last night, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, let me grab that.
Yeah,
grab
but that. Either way, the game itself, let's get back to that. Season ends 87-71. Terps get out-rebounded massively. And Ron, I was saying on the show yesterday, whether they prevent the fast break, Maryland can shoot threes. Florida, not the greatest free throw shooting team, even though they were pretty solid last night. Like, it doesn't matter. And apparently Willard said the same thing to Stan Van Gundy and Dan Bonner. We don't rebound. This is all moot.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Colorado State killed them on the offensive glass, didn't make them pay.
Yeah.
Florida made them pay. There was a point in the game where they had more offensive rebounds than Maryland had total rebounds. And they were one of the better rebounding teams in the Big Ten all season long. But since the tournaments, Big Ten, obviously NCAA started, they've been one of the worst teams, and it doomed them last night.
It certainly did. I mean, also, the Gators are pretty damn good. Yeah. I mean, and they're deep, right? So this is a team that will continue to find different ways. I mean, last night, five different guys in double-digit scoring. They just kind of wore them down. It kind of felt like with Maryland, and this is maybe the MO for the season, right? You felt like the talent that Maryland has on the court. And when they get hot and they can shoot it, you feel like they could beat anybody. First half was a great example of that. You're in, despite the issues, despite being out-rebounded, despite maybe not feeling great that you're playing or you're the quote-unquote better team, you felt like they can go toe-to-toe. But it's those little things. I like to say that because of baseball, basketball. It's the little things. 50-50 balls, rebounds, second-chance points, you name it. Florida in the second half did that, and it just – maybe it was with all this going on, it just took the heart and soul out of the Terps in the second half.
Even though they were down two at halftime, Maryland, 40-38, they got trounced in the second half. I was talking to my wife, not to bring my wife into this, because she went to BYU for a year. Sort of like my Calvert Hall. Yep. We're one and done. Derek Queen one and done. One and you got to leave. But anyway, so BYU's getting housed by Alabama, who hit like, 40,000 threes last night, whatever it is. So the Terps are down two. She goes, hey, we're only down two? That's good. I was like, look, their second best players missed the entire first half with the exception of a couple minutes. They've turned the ball over more in the first half than they have on average for the season, and they're still winning. I think we're in big trouble. Unless Maryland would have went on a run in the second half, and obviously as we all watch the game or listen to it here on 105.7 The Fan, the exact opposite happened.
Yeah.
Then they just started getting beaten down there. And you could tell Queen with like 8 minutes left, I'm doing it. Just get over, Miguel, you and your donut, get over there. Gillespie, your four fouls. Roddy Rice with your line drive jumper. It's me. Enough of this.
I'm just going to take it over, but you're right. I mean, Florida just in almost every category, except that is the funny thing. When you turn the ball over more, you think that you're going to lose, but Florida shot the ball even better from behind the arc. And yeah, when you double an opponent in rebounds, it's not a recipe for success. And yeah, Maryland hung around, right? Sure. They did. And maybe that's also a microcosm for the season as well, where I'm glad they got the buzzer beater, and it was a huge relief last game against Colorado State, right? Because it was here we go again. But it was always when they had that big opponent, when you had to then elevate your game, Maryland always just kind of felt a little bit short. And Florida here, when you're looking about where Maryland still needs to get to, and look, I think Maryland, this was, it reminded you, yeah, you're close.
Sure.
There's teams like Florida that are out there that you're going to have to play your best ball when you get deeper into the tournament. And all across the board for Maryland, they just didn't really show up when they needed to, especially looking to go to the Elite Eight.